Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Maaseres, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosrav Shalom Zalman Vizugasim Rasita V'Chol Yisachal Atzeim. This should be a bench for that. Sachas Lachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shafa, and Kol Tivsela, and Bischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zeicher to find Rizivik Hagon Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Gimel tells us Hanoitel Zaysim Mina Maton. If a person takes olives from the barrel or the vat, now what was this maton? It was a large barrel or vat that they stored all the olives in before they crushed them into olive oil. The reason why they had to be in this big barrel is because they needed to soften them before pressing them, and having them all squished together in this barrel or vat heats them up and makes them soft. So if he takes some of the olives from this barrel, toivel echad echad b'melach va'eichel, he could dip them one at a time into salt and eat them, and he wouldn't be chayv in meiser. However, ve'im malach v'nasal v'anav, if he salted some and he put them in front of him, so now he has a pile, which means at least two olives in front of him, chayv, so he'd be chayv take off meiser, because as we've been learning, two is already considered like a kvias for meisres. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he tells us a similar halacha, mina matan hatahar, if he's tamei, and he took these olives from a tahar maton, meaning all these olives are tahar, chayef, he would be chayef to take maaser off of them. But if he's tamei and he takes olives from a tamei maton, pater, so he's pater from taking off maaser, even if he takes more than two. Why is that? Because he's going to put back the rest. When he's tamei and he's taking tahar olives, so the moment he touches those olives, he's matamei them, he makes them tamei, and so even if he's not going to end up eating those olives that he took, he's not going to put them back in, because he's not going to take tamei olives and put them in with a bunch of tahar olives. So the moment he takes them and makes them tamei, he now is kaveh them for meiser. However, if he's tamei and the olives are tamei, so he's just going to put back whatever olives he doesn't eat, so it still could be considered arai, and he wouldn't be chayv to take meiser off of them. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, talking about a wine press. So he has a bunch of grapes that were squeezed into wine, and he wants to drink the wine directly from the press. So the Mishnah tells us, shaisim alagas, he's allowed to drink on top or over the wine press, meaning he can lean his body over the wine press and take a cup and fill it up with wine and drink it. And this is bein alacham and bein alatzoinen, whether he's going to dilute this wine with hot water or cold water. Potter, he's potter from taking off meiser. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Since he's over the wine press, it's like he's in the wine press to some extent, and we know that wine in the wine press is allowed to be enjoyed arai. The chiddush over here is, even though he's mixing it with hot water, cold water to make it a little bit more drinkable, that's what they used to do back in the day with their wine, that's still not considered like he's kaveat for meiser, and he's allowed to drink it without having meiser taken off. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik machayev. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says he's chayev. It doesn't make a difference how he's drinking it. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik is afraid that when he has this cup of wine of his, he's going to pull his body out of the wine press, and then he's going to be chayv to take off maaser, but he's not going to realize, and he's going to still drink it. Therefore, Blessed Reb Tzaddik says, no drinking from on top of the wine press. V'chamamrim, they're the midline shita. They say, alachamin, chayv. If he's going to be diluting it with hot water, so he's chayv to take off maaser, v'alatzonin, potter. But if he's diluting it with cold water, he's potter from maaser. Why is that? Once he mixes hot water into it, he's not going to pour the extra wine back into the wine press, because it's going to ruin the wine that's there. So therefore, the moment he puts the hot water into it, that's already kaveh for maaser. But if he mixes cold water into it, he doesn't mind pouring back the extra, so that's not kaveh for meiser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.